This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 minutes after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going over the charts for the week of April the 11th to the 15th. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Ramadan. I'm not sure whether you say happy Ramadan to people. At any rate, it's and Passover is pretty sobering, solemn event. It's, I think, the most, let me check with Michael Harrison. He follows all of that stuff more than I do, or at least I think he does. He knows more than I do about everything, because he's the master at the Talkers Magazine helm. Is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, here to go through the story list and the people list for this week. Easter is sort of, it's serious and somber, or what leads up to it, and then it's happy time because of the resurrection.
It certainly is those two elements attendant to Easter. But you bring up an interesting point that so many of the holidays that we celebrate are based upon either tragedies or conflicts or rising up against obstacles, and we
wars,
have
religion, and the cause of war,
and death and suffering. And because we live in a very modern society that tends to be run by the greeting card industry, we trivialize and put this, you know, veneer of happiness and celebration and buy a car, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Holidays, you know.
Happy Easter, buy a
Black
car.
Black Friday, and all that. So I've always found that to be an area, even when I was a kid, you know, happy attached to certain words that involved death and suffering. Yeah. It's peculiar. Let's just say you've touched upon one of the quirks in our culture.
Yeah.
Want to do the top stories?
Well, you're doing them. All that information going to swirl around in my head a little bit, and
it's a very interesting thing. And the little quip that I threw at you about the greeting card industry running our society.
Well, it's true.
Well, I mean, come
all
on.
The money is made. It's a big billion-dollar business.
Yeah. Getting e-cards? Are you still a holdout?
No.
That you feel if somebody sends you an e-card that it's a cop out?
Yep. I think that is exactly what I think. What about you?
I'm happy anybody remembers me. but okay. You know what I mean? It's hard to get angry at somebody.
In advance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've reached the point. I'm not good at dates, anniversaries, birthdays.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Quite often, I'm always behind or derelict in the niceties of the holidays. Mm-hmm. So when people send me an e-card, I hit the thing, reply, and I go, thank you for the e-card. Happy, you know, whatever to you.
It's happy. It's getting together and understanding the history of the world, religion. I remember as a religion minor in college, I was fascinated with religion, the study of religion, and it gave me a whole new lease on what it was all about because, as you just said at the beginning of the conversation, pretty much was about war and killing people. And if you don't believe in what we are telling you to believe in, you might as well join those who are in the happy hunting ground already, because if you don't believe what we tell you to believe in, we're going to shoot you or kill you or do something. You know, that's what happened. That's what Columbus did when he came over the Queen Isabella gave him the money to come to the New World to convert people to Catholicism. It wasn't about exploring to find a new trade route. It was about converting people to Catholicism.
Yeah.
So
there is often a military or an ideologically aggressive reason for any type of exploration.
Yeah.
It's true. But happy Columbus Day, you know, happy Halloween, happy Passover, happy Easter, you know.
Happy Columbus Day.
And let me tell you, it's a complicated mess being a human being.
It is.
I tell you, you know, when I signed up for this, I had no idea it was going to be this tricky
really?
A deal.
Yeah. So are you ready to resign?
I don't want to resign. I mean, this from platform the, called life is, it seems to be better than the alternative, but my goodness, it really is difficult being a human being and dealing with all of the paradoxes, the conundrums, the balancing act that we have to do on so many levels. And that's one of the reasons I think that talk radio is such a marvelous medium to be involved in, because it really gets to the core of what it is to be a human being. Now, shall we do the top 10?
I think that's an excellent idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Number 10, we have space exploration has finally made it as a topic more and more. I'm delighted by this because I've been saying this for years. I wish we talked more about it.
Well,
we are. Space exploration is a 10 climate change.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Fascinating things we're seeing from the rest of the universe. Fascinating.
What an era we are heading into.
Fabulous.
Climate
change. We screw ourselves and kill ourselves all before we get there.
That's back to what we were saying before about being the paradox of being a human being. I mean, we are capable of such fabulous stuff. At the same time, we're dealing with, hey, they blew up a warship.
Roots.
Hey, they're going to retaliate. Hey.
Well, everybody was happy they blew up the warship, except for the Russians.
Those on our side of the spectrum are happy. I'm sure in Russia they're saying that they were attacked by those terrible Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Which also makes you wonder, if a nation as mighty and as large and populous as Russia can have such widespread ignorance and fake news, it just goes to show you the alternate realities in which we live. And back to what you said before, the brainwashing, whether it's religion or governmental or ideological, a human being has to stop and say, why do I feel the way I feel and why do I think the things I think? And it really is an exercise in self-reflection. All right, space exploration at 10, climate change at 9, education at 8. Number 7, race relations and immigration tied at 7. COVID-19 tied with psychology at 6. At number 5, we have a tie between two tremendously related topics. They may as well be the same, big tech and social media. At number 4, partisan politics, the 2022 and 2024 elections, which are both happening simultaneously, and the January 6th committee and its ongoing investigation. At number 3, the Brooklyn subway shooting tied with crime and the debate over gun control always comes back when we have an event like that. Mm-hmm. At number 2, the economy. Number 1, the aforementioned Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously has gone through a bit of an alteration due to this war. The People Survey, Mitch McConnell at 10, Ron DeSantis at 9, Jen Psaki at 8, Elon Musk, what a character. He comes from another planet, At number 7, Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani.
Mitch McConnell came from another planet. I didn't know that Elon Musk did, too.
Oh, yeah, Elon, that's why he has SpaceX. He wants to go home.
All right.
Actually, I think he said he wants to die on Mars.
Did he say that? Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know. I didn't read it directly, but I heard it somewhere. It's possible. But I'll tell you one thing. He's a strange dude, isn't he?
Well, is that what happens? I mean, think about how smart this guy is. He created PayPal. And what does it take to come up with something like that? Like, look at some of these others. Bill Gates. Zuckerberg, although he didn't create it, he stole it from the twins. But these guys are strange. Look at Apple's with Steve Jobs. These are weird.
Were they weird
guys
to begin with? Were they weird to begin with, or were they a combination of brains, guts, and luck who became weirder as a result of their wealth and power? What do you
Does
think?
Money make you weird?
Can.
Yes, it can. It can change you, that's for sure. Right. I know a lot of people have a lot of money. You do, too. Has it changed them? Some people, yes. Some people, no.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Every individual is a mystery unto themselves.
Yeah.
At number 5, we have Frank James. Number 4, Donald Trump, with whom I spent a little time this week. At number 3, Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, poor old Joe Biden.
He's the president, and
boy, is he getting he's this poor guy.
And from all sides.
Yeah. Well, on every front.
He's not doing a great job, but he doesn't deserve as much starch. The people who want to control it just is. How is it possible to get. We get guys like Biden and Trump, frankly, because we don't support nor do we really seem to embrace the people who really would be good leaders for whatever the reason. Maybe it's because they are good leaders and it would slow down the news cycle if we had really apt people who were able to run things properly and there wasn't a whole lot of hoopla. What would the news media do? Yeah, they'd rather have somebody like Trump or Biden because there's a big lots of hoopla surrounding them. That's my favorite word today. I just sent you an email with hoopla.
It'll be very interesting if in the 2024 election it's neither Biden nor Trump.
Yeah,
maybe that'll be a nice fresh restart for the country.
Yeah. I see no way, although Trump's talking to potential, and maybe you found this out this week, we'll talk about your visit with him, no way that Trump... he's talking to people. I mean, there's even a rumor floating around that he's already trying to get a vice presidential candidate. And one of the people he talked to was Larry Elder. Am I telling that tale out of school, or did he tell you that?
Because you're no, as a matter of fact, frankly, this is the first I've heard of it. That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Breaking news to me.
Yep. All right, well, we'll have some more breaking news before this program is over. Yeah, Larry's okay, in my book anyway. All right, 18 after the hour of this Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison. I can say that, and I know that it's meaningful when I say that, because we are friends. How do you continue to do something like this with as much aplomb as we have and sound like we're having a good time, which we are, if we didn't know each other well and know that we didn't have to step on eggshells? That's always the way I tell friendship. If I don't have to step on eggshells, then there are, there are very few people.
Especially in this day business. And age, people get offended by everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everything is a problem. Anyway, Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You may have heard him mention earlier. If you didn't, you can get the download of the podcast of the Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. The discussion about being in Florida and meeting with Donald Trump. So you want to share what you can share that wasn't confidential?
I engaged in a nice discussion, 12 people from media, business, religion, and politics around a table and discussing the issues of the day at Mar-a-Lago. And Donald Trump joined us. He wasn't there the whole time.
Right.
It was a nice experience. I've met him before at his places. I met him at his golf club down in West Palm. And this happened just the other day. And it's very interesting watching Trump up close. You know, he's obviously taken a bit of a retreat living and working at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. You know, when he doesn't have that god-awful orange makeup on, and he's not wearing
a cap on.
He didn't have the cap on. He didn't have the MAGA cap down over his face and the attitude, you know, and that you see at the rallies. But he's just relaxed, open collar, nice jacket, his natural complexion, and his relaxed attitude. He seemed really happy, but it's bizarre because...
Why do you want to be president and be unhappy when you can be happy, count your money, keep business going, and have a good life?
But what's really strange about Trump, and this was, it hit me like a ton of bricks, is this guy is living in a hotel restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the maitre d'. He's, and he was... he
I told you... Yeah, I told
he
you
DJs
when I...
every night. He plays for about an hour of songs that he likes. Elvis Presley.
Yeah. When I was there, I told you, I don't know, some months ago, that a friend of mine who belongs to Mar-a-Lago invited me to join her for lunch there. And we were eating lunch, and he comes out, and he wants to know how my crab salad is.
Right.
That was his maitre
d'. Like the... But is that
funny?
The
it was really funny.
This guy was president of the United States just yesterday.
One of the most controversial guys in the history of our planet.
Right.
And he wants to know how my crab salad is.
It's a phenomenon of sociology.
It is.
It's psychology.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
All right.
And
so I want to know whether he tip his hand as to he had you. They were all you were all there for a reason. So as even if he wasn't in the meeting the whole way, he had to have known why everybody was there or been the host of it. So what do you get? Is he running? What's he doing?
Oh, no. All I got is that he's happy and he's schmoozy. There was very little political discussion when he was at the table.
Yeah.
There was a lot of joking around and fooling around. Yeah. You know, he's a funny guy.
It's interesting because he doesn't seem to have a sense of humor at all.
Right.
You know,
right. It all depends on the angle. It all depends on the angle that you approach.
He never even showed that he had a sense of humor when he was the host of The Apprentice, really. I don't think he did. Did you? He was just sat in the
corner.
I
don't think he was supposed to be in
that.
Oh, I think he was supposed to be a frightening figure.
Yeah, well, he was. And he was a frightening figure as president, too.
Well, he got fired.
That's right. He did get fired from being the president.
I'm not fired.
All right. Anyway, so that's Michael's trip to see Trump. It's 28 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's a word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, We're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott worked out a deal with the Nuevo León governor earlier this week to allow cargo trucks to cross into Texas much quicker in exchange for Nuevo León securing their side of the U.S. southern border. This comes after Governor Abbott was being criticized for slowing down trade to inspect trucks for illegal immigrants. Texas AG Ken Paxton praises the governor's decision on Fox Business.
The governor has figured out we can stop trade along the border, slow it down, and it will create pressure on Mexico and some of their governors to work out a deal to help us with border security. So he is doing what the administration won't do, which is protecting the citizens of Texas, protecting the citizens of this country from drugs and from human trafficking.
Wall Street was quiet on Friday. The New York Stock Exchange was closed for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell Thursday, wrapping up a losing week. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
After the hour now, we're showing our strength, our unity together. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And beside the hoopla of going to visit Trump and the hoopla of the war and the hoopla of other things going on, Michael this week, through Talkers, published the annual 100 Heaviest Hitters in the Talk Radio World. And so if people go to Talk to talkers.com, you can see that list, and there is, I suppose, a comment or two that's necessary from your perspective as to who's on the list. There are not a lot of surprises on the list, but what in making this list out, it's always you're either a hero or a rat when you do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure and pain.
Yes, right, exactly.
Thank yous and... I can't say the word, but it starts with an F. Hughes.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the story of my life.
Okay, so maybe that's all we have to say. Well, it's a good and interesting list. Yeah?
Well, it's an interesting business, isn't it?
It is.
And, of course, you know, lists like that are partially... Certainly, there's a certain accuracy to them based upon our credibility. We've been doing it for well over, you know, three decades now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also lists like that that have subjective elements determining the order and the inclusion. They're also a beauty contest to a certain extent. That's why I encourage people, although in vain mostly, but I encourage people to take these type of things, you know, for what they're worth.
If you're number one, it's worth a lot. If you're number one, maybe not so much.
It's my consolation speech. Yeah. You know, hey, right. Don't worry about it. It's not important. You know, nobody cares.
But people do care.
Well, I've had
I've had a number of times over the year where I've been invited on radio shows by disgruntled hosts to attack me.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Did you try to come in there before? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, to attack me for not being on the list or whatever. And they always say, you know, Michael Harrison is with us. He's the publisher of this rag that nobody reads and nobody cares about.
Right.
And
so then why do you care where you're on the list?
There
you go. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like this week the announcement was made, and it doesn't have anything to do really with the Talk Radio Countdown show, but because the mainstay of my broadcast existence over, well, I'm in my 57th year of being a broadcaster, and the 35th year in October of the morning syndicated program. Yeah,
that's why I've always looked up to you as an elder statesman and a big brother.
No, what you've said to me is what I maintain out of what you have said to me over the years is not that. What I maintain or what I hold on to is that you tell me I'm going to be the last man standing.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're going to have the pleasure of being the last guy standing in a field, and people are going to say, what's radio? Well, I'm the number one person in radio. You're the only person.
Maybe the only person left in radio. Would you still count me in the countdown? We'll have the non-radio.
That'll be the countdown of one. Now, here's the heavy one.
Yeah,
Doug Steffen.
Right. Number one. Make it to number one. Yeah. All right, anyway.
But I do want to say one thing, and seriously, folks listening to this, what Doug has accomplished in terms of longevity is remarkable. He continues to do that. He's at the top of his game. And longevity in a business like radio, or anything today that has to do with show business and communications, it's a remarkable thing because people have, we all collectively have the attention span of a gnat. Mm. And to be able to keep it going this long is a remarkable accomplishment.
I think that I would say this about the only other brethren that I, and it's not that I don't regard some of my brethren, most of them I do, but I really, one of the people that I actually love in this business beside you is Bohannon. Mm. And the fact that he's been around, he and I, we've seen a lot of water go under the dam over the years, and still kept the home fires burning brightly. So that's in a way that's a lot of reward in and of itself. So now, speaking of rewards, a little more inside baseball, but I think this is something you've reflected on in Talkers this week, and I say it because I'm proud. I didn't win the award, but the program, for the first time ever, has won an award, a Gracie, which is the Academy Award of Women in Broadcasting. Basically, I did not know what a big deal it was until I got myself on the list with the three ladies, and they won a Gracie. And I kind of paid attention to it a little, but I didn't pay much attention to it because we never were a part of it. So because Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner have actually won in a very distinguished category this year at the Gracies, there's a big, it's kind of like the Oscars, red carpet and a big formal dinner at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. In Los Angeles, television coverage. It's just kind of a big deal. And you pointed it out in Talkers, and I appreciate that as well, because it is something that I'm proud of because these girls are great.
I want to mention something interesting. I don't mean to put you on the spot. There's a 50-50 chance you know the answer or you don't. Do you know what Gracie stands for?
Yes, Grace Allen.
Grace Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yep.
Gracie Allen, the name they award after Gracie Allen, who so often is overshadowed by her contemporary on television comedy, Lucille Ball. Mm. But Lucille Ball had respect for Gracie Allen. Gracie Allen was one of the greatest female pioneers in modern media.
She was one of the smartest, given that time. You know, she goes that whole era of people who understood the business from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Certainly she was. She was more of a leader, but she was, whatever, I don't want to put in quotes, smart enough to put George Burns out front. But she was really like Lucy was the brains of the outfit.
Well, not to take anything away from Desi Arnaz, but interestingly,
no.
Desi Arnaz could not make it without Lucy.
Right.
George Burns made it for decades without Gracie, so they were a remarkable couple.
Publicly, but behind the scenes. That's what I was...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I didn't make that clear. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, right.
You know, one thing interesting about Gracie Allen, you know, she had that ditzy persona.
Right.
Her shtick was that she's stupid in a way that was hilarious.
No.
But she wasn't stupid. But here's the interesting thing about Gracie Allen. She never, ever took the mask off publicly.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Even if it wasn't, you know, performing, if she was being interviewed or she was making an appearance someplace with George, she always played the part of the ditzy woman. And she never let anybody see who she really is, which made her act even more effective. Whereas Lucy was a very different person offstage.
Yes.
You know, or she was on a panel show or a game show or whatever. Very different than that character in I Love Lucy.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you. There's lots of energy that makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able to tout the people who are good at what they do, no matter what era we're talking about, back then or today. Still, it's a real challenge. I don't think, you know, most people think of people who are actors versus stars. Acting is a very tough job, a tough gig.
Oh,
the people who are at, even if they're extraordinarily well known. I was thinking the other day on the DJV program, I was talking about Dylan McDermott, who was an accomplished character actor. If you don't recognize his name, you'd recognize him when you saw him, for sure. So this last couple of seasons, he's played an horrific bad guy on the new Law and Order series, where Chris Maloney comes back and has his own show. And so Dylan McDermott has been a very bad guy. I mean,
oh really? I didn't know. I haven't seen the new Law and Order.
Awful bad guy. I mean, it's a good show. Actually,
I understand Cameron Manheim, who used to be.
She's in the real in the new. She's in the new old original Law and Order. Along they tried to get Green back to be with Anthony Anderson. Anderson could come back, but Green's schedule wouldn't let him come back. So he wasn't able to do it. He just got out of his old contract with the CW show that he's in, and now he's going to do a new show for CBS. Anyway, the point I'm making about Dylan McDermott is that he ended his run earlier in the season, and I found out why. he wanted, when the guy who was the new FBI show, another Dick Wolf show, you know, Dick Wolf has three nights on television that he controls two different networks. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, he has all three shows on the FBI, the CBS FBI shows on Tuesday, the Chicago shows on Wednesday, and the Law and Order shows on Thursday. And so what he's done is create this ambiance. So when the guy who was the lead on one of the FBI shows left, McDermott wanted it, so they took him out of the role as a bad guy, and they put him the next week as the good guy running this FBI office. I just found it fascinating that they could create, you know, that's what it was all about, creating. Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, Exploration in Space, and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather, the wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5. Politics, number 4. The subway shooting in New York, number 3. The economy is number 2. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war, and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians, and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number one this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com. 45 past the hour. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 10, exploration in space and how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather. The wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5. Politics, number 4. The subway shooting in New York, number 3. The economy is number 2. And obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number 1 this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com. All right, let's get to the interview, the MH interview this week. The aforementioned Jimbo Hennin has shown up to be interviewed. So what does he have to say?
Well, we talk about his perspective on war and militarism because he was a Vietnam veteran and he's been covering wars on his shows for years.
Yep.
And we talk about changes in media, the past, present, and future of radio. The guy's been on the radio for over 60 years, and he's still at the top of his game. So I find him fascinating. Next week, we have Bill O'Reilly on the podcast, so it's two heavy hitters. Bing, bang.
Can he leave his ego at the door, or is that...
I get along well with O'Reilly. He's,
I know you do. He's an interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
But make no mistake, when he walks into a room, he wants you to know he's there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not all bad when you're doing what he does for a living.
Exactly.
Frankly. Yeah, he is. And by the way, he's a big guy.
Yes, he is.
For those who don't know, big guy. All right, it's 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman not with us this week, but I do have something that, because we're so affected by the costs of food and we're seeing the economy as a big part, as number two this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, I have found through research the 10 most expensive foods to eat right now. I'm talking about normal foods. I'm not talking about caviar and all of that. I'm talking about a list of the things that you would buy almost any day from a farmer or from the grocery store, the food store, whatever it is, because this the grocery thing at the moment, it is not normal by any stretch of the imagination. We kind of were in and out because of the pandemic, but if you've gone to the checkout counter this week, it doesn't feel good because of the skyrocketing grocery prices, mostly due now as the pandemic before and now. It's the problems caused by Ukraine, the war over there, and you ain't seen nothing yet. So if you're wondering how expensive and you're going to go shopping this weekend for your Easter food, I'm going to give you the list of the top 10, and I think I'll start at the top instead of at the bottom. Well, maybe, I don't know, you can take this with a grain of salt or a grain of rice. Pardon the pun. Number one, most expensive, according to a supermarket survey this week, the prices have gone up more on rice than anything else. So if you're planning on buying rice, for your events this weekend or looking ahead. I love rice, frankly. I fix it for my dog. I fix it for me. Put it in soups. Put it in all kinds of things. I quite frankly like it because it has no gluten in it, and it's a good starch if you like that. Price per pound up 7% this month over where it was last year. All right, that's the price of rice. Number two, be prepared to pay more for chocolate, because chocolate is up 11% from this time a year ago. So chocolate chip cookies are hitting their peak. Not a surprise, because obviously the cost of the chocolate is what's making it go up, up, up. And sweets, generally speaking, are getting more expensive. So know that as you're shopping. Number three on the list is steak. Sirloin steak, one of the cookout staples. As we get into the good weather right now, the price is going up. I see some steaks up 20%. It depends on the cut. Anywhere from 6 to 20% more for certain steaks at this time of year compared to last year. Number four on the list of expensive, I suppose, do you eat it or don't eat it? Bacon. And you can blame this on the Chinese, because they bought Smithfield, which is the number one pork producer in the world, and they're screwing around with the prices, plus the quality of the pork, including bacon. Price of bacon, which is the third most consumed type of animal product, and don't you think the Chinese didn't know that, increased 13% across the board since this time last year. How about that? 13%. Same thing can be said for ham, which is also on the list at number five, especially this time of year, because of the interest that people have in ham for Easter, up 18%. 18%. Ham is the highest price that it has seen in years and years and years. Milk, number six on the list. Somebody said to me, how about you put it this way? The amount of moolah, pardon the pun, that you have to spend to buy a quart of milk is way up 9% more than last year at this time. And that's also government mandates and the big agribusinesses screwing the small family farmer. That's really the result of that. Number seven on the list, oranges. Difficult problem because of some bacteriological diseases. The greening disease has probably been a problem for Florida oranges. California oranges are much better, but because there's a shortage, 9% more this year than it was last year at this time. Same for strawberries, except currently the cost of strawberries is 21% more than it was last year at this time. Wow. Coffee drinkers, because of what's going on in the world, prices up as much as 22%, depending on whether you buy it to make it yourself or you buy it at some place like Starbucks. Number 10, this is surprising, but it's grain-based. The 10th most expensive food on this list is spaghetti. Spaghetti and the grains that support it. Spaghetti's up 6% over this same time last year. So I love spaghetti, but I can't eat it unless it's gluten-free. And maybe some of you got the same problem. But the grains are short, so you can expect to pay a lot more for things like spaghetti. That's the list of the most expensive foods at the moment, according to a number of agricultural economists. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.